What is going on, Wolfpack Nation? Welcome to another episode series, man, as we are going to be doing two different topics here, back to back here with myself, Lane Smith, here with Greg Leg once again. In this episode, we're going to be doing a little bit of a Now We Know NC State Baseball preview, where we did a preview, as you may have remembered, or if you haven't already, make sure to go check it out with Gino Groover. But that was before the season. That was before we knew a lot about, you know, what are these new transfers going to do? What is Sam Heifel going to look like? What is our bullpen going to look like? And now we know a lot more now that we're, 10, 12 games into the season now?
11, 11 games.
11,
yeah.
So right between 11 games into the season, 9-2 overall. So now we're going to be talking a little bit more in terms of, you know, okay, what are we expecting now the rest of the season? You know, what are some places we can improve on? What are we liking so far? What are we surprised by? Things like that. So that being said, in-state baseball coming off an impressive four-game stretch there, winning all four games over the weekend over Towson University. Mm-hmm. Gave us a little bit of a fight there on Friday, but we were able to pull off great, beautiful, fundamental baseball to win the game 6-5. And I know I wasn't able to watch that game. I know you happened to be there, Greg, and talking to you and Justin Cook, I think you guys basically both agree that just that seemed like that was kind of like the all-out push for the punch game for Towson. Mm-hmm. They just really just gave it all, and just unfortunately we're not quite able to get it done. But I mean, what kind of stood out to you from the series weekend, Greg?
Yeah, pitching was a much better storyline than it was out in Hawaii, where we walked 29 batters and I think we hit like four or five dudes from Hawaii. We did a much better job of cleaning that up against Towson. Sam had a nice game on Friday. Didn't factor in the decision. He ended up going five innings, and I think he walked one and struck out five or six. So, nice. A really nice outing by him. Then you had it was a game where it reminded me of just old school baseball, and I thought as a theme for the weekend, State played a lot of small ball, a lot of hit and runs, bunting. You saw Garrett Pennington, who's by no stretch of the imagination, he's a power dude. I mean, he hits the crap out of the ball every time he hits it. And he laid down a beautiful bunt to advance the runners to give Drew Lampier the opportunity to hit a walk-off hit to left field. So I thought we played really sound baseball. VCU was able to claw back, give them credit. They didn't hit the ball particularly hard. A lot of infield hits, just timely placed hits. They played an old little league play in the eighth inning and stole a run where they got into a pickle. The guy from first base broke, and then the guy from third ended up scoring. So they, you know, were able to cut a run. But give State credit. They battled and didn't give in.
Yeah. No, absolutely. So, kind of give it to me, Greg. Obviously, looking at, this team, I mean, the first guy that stands out to you really is Alex Mack, who's really made an impressive stretch here, winning AC, actually, Player of the Week this week, actually. I mean, do you think ECU is missing him right now?
Yeah, I don't know what their current third baseman is doing, but, I mean, AMAC has done nothing but impress through the first 11 games. He's got 25 RBIs. I believe it's 25. I mean, you look at that, that's, you know, almost 2.5 RBIs a game. I know he had that grand slam in Hawaii. In fact, he hit two home runs in that game, one from each side of the plate, which is no feat in and of its own. I thought he had a great series out in Hawaii. He's been pretty solid defensively. Yeah, this team can hit, man. I mean, we've got dudes, and we'll probably talk about it here in a couple of minutes. We got dudes that are on the bench that can hit. Like, there's just – you kind of wish it was like a church league softball team where you could battle 11 and get all these guys in and hit because, I mean, they hit. Yeah, it's very refreshing.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, having right now seven different guys hitting over 300, with at least 22 at bats. So, I mean, you know, we're not talking about just like one guy or that, you know, had four at bats and hit three of them. Like, you know, we're talking about guys I've seen a good amount of at bats and are hitting the ball at least 30% of the time. I mean, that's yeah. that pretty much, I think, explains it right now. And the guy that's not in the 300s right now, which I think eventually as the season goes, will enter that 300 territory, is Noah Soles, who's sitting right yeah. now at 238. So not quite his best start so far, at least from what we expect from him, but he'll get back up there.
Yeah. And you mentioned the seven that are over 300, four of those are actually over 400. So half of those are over 400 and they all have at least 25 plate appearances to your point. And, if the pitching is starting to catch up, I thought again, we threw a much better series against Towson. I think when we look at it, looking back on the end of the season, I think that outlier will be that Hawaii game. We've got a lot of dudes that have pitched just minimally or not pitched at all. I mean, you have like Wynn Scott's only pitched, you know, had one outing. You have Big John, he hasn't pitched this year, and Chance Mako's only had one outing. And it is nice seeing Derek Smith getting a chance. He's done a couple of nice things coming in the ninth inning. You got the fresh. I mean, here's the other thing we haven't talked about: the freshman arms on this team. And I think we probably need to pause there and kind of talk about them. We have dude after dude after dude, and it's been like, okay. And so if we figure everything out, figure rotations, figure out, our pitching, who's going to be those guys. Cause I still think probably in the next series or two, you're going to start to see, who you expect in certain situations. I think the staff and Coach Chrysler has done a nice job, trying to figure out, okay, who's going to be your long relief guy. And that looks like it's going to be Shane Van Dam, the transfer coming in. He's going to give you some long relief. You potentially look at maybe a Logan Whitaker or maybe Dom Fritton slides out if you want to put Whitaker into a starting, a weekend series. You got a lot of plug and plays you can do there. I like that you have options, and then, God forbid you have the proverbial injury, you can slide someone in and you don't miss a beat.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, Jackson Lucas, got to give a shout out to that guy, man. I mean,
yeah,
ERA wise, you're not, necessarily loving it at a 5.19 ERA, but I mean, he's been put into some really tough positions, specifically in Hawaii. He played, a pretty long stretch there.
He did a nice job in Hawaii.
He did a really nice job. Only giving up two walks right now, to 11 strikeouts. I mean, we talked before last weekend about, the issues with the walks to strikeout ratio. And I mean, that guy's got a beautiful one at 11 strikeouts to two walks. So,
yeah, and again, he's a freshman, so he's gonna figure things out. He pounds the zone, is what you want, from your pitchers. You're okay with them putting the ball in. Obviously, you don't want to see him hit a home run, but right. he had some bad luck in that Townsend. He was one of the pitchers where I think if he didn't give up both, he gave up one of the infield hits, and so they ended up scoring off of that. But he's just a gamer. Like I love the raw emotion he shows. He's very excitable. And I think, he'll grow into his role, whatever that may be, moving down the line. But again, yeah, he's someone that you can count in to, get you a couple outs, maybe need to pitch an inning or two. Because I think, if I'm not mistaken, let me see if I have his numbers here. What was his innings pitch? Do you have that really quick? I feel like he's gone.
Jackson Lucas?
Yeah, eight and two thirds. Yeah, so like three appearances. Yeah, he's averaging two or three innings a game. So again, he's coming in and kind of being a bridge to the next guy.
Yeah, nope, loving to see that. So hoping to keep that going. But another guy. I mean, that you're kind of maybe. I would say actually, funny enough, that you're feeling really good about your freshman. You're not feeling really great about your upperclassmen, Sam Heifel and Don Fritton. You're just kind of scratching your head a little bit there, Sam Heifel, obviously coming off of your hoping. Like, I mean, even for me, I had him circled as the guy, like, okay, this guy is going to have, his bounce back year. And, again, keep in mind all of this, I'm not saying, oh man, like, they're busts, like, they suck, but it's just more of, okay, it just hasn't really started. 11 games in, I haven't really seen what I expected out of Don Fritton, who really impressed as a freshman last year. And then Sam Heifel, who, again, was your 2021 lovebird, your All-American story. And then he's struggled right now with 4.5 ERA for Heifel and 6.39 ERA for Fritton. Before we continue, I want to take a quick second to tell you about our sponsor, Flatlands Jessup Insurance Group, that has your whole world covered with agents in 5 offices throughout Eastern North Carolina to help you decide how much coverage you need. Offering policies for home and auto, recreational vehicles, commercial, crop, health, life, and employee benefits. They are able to combine options to find a comprehensive solution that works for you. Flatlands Jessup protects the things you love so you can spend less time worrying and more time enjoying them. Find them on Facebook and Instagram at Flatlands Jessup. You can also visit their webpage at www.flatlandsjessup.com. So please make sure to go and check them out.
Yeah, when you look at these guys' ERAs, it's still early in the season. I mean, Sam's leading the staff with 14 innings. And you have to remember, these dudes are using aluminum bats. So ERAs are going to be a little elevated because there's just more runs scored in college. It's not a wooden bat. I definitely, you know, first outing of the season, Sam battled the first 2 games. I think he ended up getting, I think he got the win on Friday, I believe is what, no, he got the no decision. So his win, I think, came with Hawaii, but he definitely pitched his best game, on Friday. But he's just battled the first 2 games. I thought, you know, again, everyone struggled in Hawaii with their command. And I've heard from a couple of the players that the mound was crap in Hawaii. And so you saw us pitch better on our own home mound than we did out in Hawaii. So again, like I said earlier, I think that's going to be the outlier game where we struggle, but I thought Sam had his best stuff on Friday. And so you would look to see him build upon that. Now he'll get his first ACC start of the year. I know the weather's supposed to be a little iffy this weekend, so hopefully they're able to get the games in, but he'll get his first start against Boston College. And so, you know, now you'll start to really see, okay, what is it going to look like for the remainder of the season?
Yeah.
But to your other point, Dom, like, again, he's done really well with the first like couple of times through the lineup. He has struggled a little bit the third time. I thought they left him in a little long on Saturday. He ended up throwing like 104, 105 pitches, which is a lot for like his third start of the season. That's a lot for any pitcher. So that's a little concerning. He cruised like early in the game, but then he really labored. And I don't know if I feel like he got the win Saturday because we just scored so many dang runs. Yeah. I mean, so again, it's okay. Like if I'm spotting you 6 or 7 runs, you want to see your pitcher go out there and throw strikes. And, you know, if that's giving up a home run or giving up a run or two here, you're okay with that. Cause at that point, outs are more important than runs. And so you can live with a little bit of that. And I'm sure that he realizes he has some stuff to clean up.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, you know, kind of looking at it, you know, I guess one other thing too, I want to kind of touch on too, is the defense side before we kind of start talking about the rest of the season. You know, even though, you know, we definitely given all Alex Mack all the love for sure, you know, still 3 errors to his name and the team lowest 880 fielding percentage right now for Alex Mack. And then Brandon Butterworth with a 4 errors to his name.
Yeah.
You know, so kind of give me your thoughts. I know that's kind of been the biggest thing. It's just making the easy plays, you know, a lot of blown opportunities in the last few games, especially this weekend.
Yeah. So errors are one of those things where, you know, it's kind of a home scoring, you know. You know, sometimes if you're on the road, you might get an error and you don't deserve it, or, you know, I know they've both made some really great plays. I know like, Brandon had an error. I believe it was the first, I think it was Friday's game where he took an error cause he lost his footing on the ground cause the ground was wet. I think maybe that was Saturday. I don't remember which game, and I apologize for that, but like that's a hard error to take because he just lost his footing. And so, you know, that's one error that probably would come off the board. And I think he's had like a throwing error, and then you said how many has he had, like 3, 4?
So Butterworth has had 4, and then Alex Mack has had 3.
Yeah. So I know AMAC had one bounce off of the heel of his glove, just a bad bounce, but you know, they're going to score that an error most times. And so I think, you know, for me, it's effort. Like they've done a really solid job. And I know we had a couple of errors in that Hawaii game, the Saturday game, and kind of let them back in. So yeah, like, you look at the errors and you look at, okay, when were they committed? Like, and did it come back and bite us? And so you can kind of live with the errors as long as you're getting the W's. Obviously, you know, you want to see them clean it up, but I think I've been impressed by Butterworth at short. He's made a couple of really nice plays. And so, he's very athletic. Has a lot of speed too. Like, to kind of change it, like he stole a couple of bases. I was talking about the small ball earlier. So I haven't really had any problems with the defense. Again, except for probably that Hawaii game was the one that they just, between the errors and then the hit batsmen and the walks, that was the one that really cost us. And that's the one that really stands out in my mind.
Absolutely. Yep. Nope. So, kind of looking at the rest of the season now. So like you said, we got our first AC series this weekend at home against Boston College. So kind of looking at the rest of the season, like how much would you say your thoughts of this team, your ceiling, your floor of this team has really changed now that you've seen 11 games of this team?
Yeah, I think here's the thing, like every series, when you look at these ACC series, there's no gimme series. Like if you're going to have a gimme series, it's going to be like probably Boston College. So you would expect to at least win 2 out of 3, maybe even sweep that. Sure. You know, baseball is a weird sport and, it's about matchups and, you know, people that are hot. And so, you know, playing Boston College at home at this time of the year, I like that. Then going up to Chestnut Hill, I remember last year we had a series in Miami and then the next weekend we were in freaking Boston. And so you go from 80 degrees to negative 80 degrees. So I like playing them here. So I would like to think we get this series and then, we got a tough ACC slate. You know, I don't have the schedule. Do we have Notre Dame on the schedule? I think we do. I think we have them at home.
We do. Yeah.
Yeah. So that would probably be like the only other series that like, okay, like we should win 2 out of 3. The rest of them, they're going to be dogfights. I mean, you know, we have Wake, we have Duke, we have Carolina, we have UVA. Louisville is a little bit down this year, so I would like to think that we have a better chance, but that's a road series. So same kind of with Georgia Tech. That's a road series. So had those been reversed, I would definitely like our chances better. But look, if our early indications are that, you know, Cozart's going to hit a bunch of home runs. I mean, he's already hit 5. He hit 3 on Saturday alone. Now, granted, you're going to step up in pitching. So, you know, are these bats gonna speak loudly when we get to ACC competition? And I think that for me, that's a key. Is that, you know, are our early season success going to carry? Because we saw someone like Peyton Green who tore up non-conference last year and then got hit the struggle bus when we got to ACC competition. So for me is, you know, will we be able to continue to hit? And if that's a sounding or resounding yes, look, when you score pretty much double figures in every damn game, you're gonna win your fair share. I think we scored double figures in 3 out of 4 against Towson. We scored double figures in 2 out of 3 against Hawaii. And then VCU, did we score double figures in any of those? I'm trying to remember.
So we scored 15, 10, and 14 against Towson, which is awesome.
Yep.
We scored 10 versus Hawaii, 17 versus Hawaii.
Yep.
And then versus VCU, we didn't score more than 6.
Yeah. I didn't think we scored as many against them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, I mean, look, what's our lowest output of the season? 5?
Yeah, 5.
7-5 when we lost to – no, I think we only scored 2 against VCU in one of the games.
So we scored 5 against Hawaii, and then we scored 5 against VCU.
Okay, so 5 is the lowest number. Yeah, so if you're scoring 5 runs a ball game, you're going to give yourself a lot of opportunity to win. So then you just, you know, want to make sure that pitching and that defense is sound. Yep. So again, like for me, that's the biggest thing is our bats gonna be as good, if not better than what we've already experienced in out of conference.
Yeah, Wolfpack Nation. And then for us again, just make sure y'all again got exciting season coming up here still. I mean, again, and you're still feeling really, really good with the pitching bullpen that you have. Definitely it won't be as strong without a guy like Matt Wilson for sure. But you know, I mean, you look at what Jackson Lucas has done so far, you know, what these other freshmen have done, Shane Van Dam, like you feel pretty good.
Go ahead, well, Greg. And you look at, you know, lost my train of thought. Ryan Marone, you know, he's a guy that you probably didn't expect to be a starter, and he's gone in and look, he's pitched very well. I think he's 2-0 I think he's got two. Can you check me on that?
He is, and he has a 4.5 ERA.
Yeah,
he's given up 17 hits, which is the team high, but he also has 14 strikeouts to 8 walks, which is actually a little bit better than Sam Highfill.
So yeah, so those 17 hits, like he gave up some hits on Sunday to Towson, but we also he picked a guy off on first. We had a couple double plays behind him, so it's okay if you give up the hits. It's what do you do once you get those guys on base? And so I thought he battled really well. And, again, this was a guy that we probably didn't expect to hear from this year or at least in a very limited role out of the bullpen. So the fact that he's given you three quality starts, because I think he beat VCU and then he won Sunday. I think he got a no decision. In fact, he did get a no decision in Hawaii. But, again, you're playing with house money with him at this point. And so if you continue to get those types of results in ACC play, that's just a bonus. And we kind of talked about the freshman arms. You have Marone, you have Lucas, you have who else do we have? I'm trying to look at
in terms of freshmen.
Yeah. Duden, he's come out and thrown really well. And then you have guys that have kind of, what's that?
Jacob Duden.
Yeah. Jacob Duden. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you have guys, Halford, he hasn't thrown a lot, but he's coming in a couple of spots, especially in the Towson series, that he closed the door on some opportunities. And then you had a guy who we didn't even think was going to pitch this year, and Heath Andrews, and he's giving you an outing. And so I'm really excited to see some of these other guys. Like, we haven't seen PJ Labriola, and we haven't seen Wynn Scott much. We haven't seen, like I said, John Morala. We haven't tapped our full potential out of that bullpen. At what point, are they going to trust these freshman arms? Because, now you're getting into, it's okay that you could dip their toes in a little bit in these early series against non-conference, but are you going to have that confidence to throw them out there when these series now start getting, when the lights get a little brighter? That's probably a better way to say it.
Yeah, absolutely. So that being said, Wolfpack Nation, we will wrap that piece up right there. Make sure to check us out for our next episode. We're going to be previewing the ACC Wrestling Tournament here this weekend in Chapel Hill on Sunday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. But again, for baseball side, got an exciting series against Boston College this weekend, and what should be a very, very exciting season here for the Pac-9 team. So looking forward to it. With us, Wolfpack Nation, we are on the road again to 10,000 subscribers. So hopefully, per the time of this recording, we had hit that 9,000 subscriber mark, which would be phenomenal. So first of all, cannot thank all of our amazing supporters enough for us hitting that awesome point, and definitely look forward to hitting that 10,000 point mark as well, subscriber mark. But
Before we close this, I want to thank everyone that tuned in to us when we streamed out in Hawaii. We've gotten a ton of feedback, very positive, from friends and family of the program. So thanks to Dom Fritton's mom, Angela. She suggested that we try to do it, and so just want to give them a shout out too, because that was a lot of fun. I think I tweeted it out. It wasn't on my Hawaii baseball bingo card. Was calling a couple of baseball games, but glad we could give them give the families a little bit something back, because they give so much to us.
Absolutely. So couldn't have said it better, Greg. Appreciate that. And then so thank you to everybody. If you haven't already, make sure to give us a follow, Tuffy Talk Now, Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok. And if you enjoyed this conversation, make sure to do us a huge, huge favor. Leave us a like on this video as well. And then if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you are listening to this, please leave us a 5-star review. We greatly appreciate that as well. We'll see y'all soon, and go Pack, y'all.